Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry. The legality of waterboarding, the role of state-sponsored surveillance, the importance of whistleblowers. Just a few of the major questions tossed at James Comey before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. Comey, of course, President Obama's pick to head the FBI. From 2003 to 2005, Comey served as Deputy Attorney General under President Bush. And while he concurred with Justice Department memoranda that allowed for waterboarding at the time, he had different answers for Senator Patrick Leahy yesterday. Listen.
You agree that waterboarding is torture and is illegal?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you agree to answer this question the same way, no matter who is president?
Oh, certainly.
Former FBI agent and division legal counsel Colleen Rowley thinks some of Comey's past positions deserve more scrutiny than they've gotten. She joins us now from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Hi, Colleen.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks for being here. James Comey, of course, has been celebrated, gotten a lot of attention for being the guy in the Bush administration who turned up at the bedside of then Attorney General John Ashcroft to prevent Alberto Gonzalez and Andy Card, the White House chief of staff, from getting a sick, maybe partly delirious attorney general from signing off on a surveillance program that he thought he shouldn't have signed off on, and he was kind of the hero. But you think we need to go deeper on Comey?
Right. I think the media got that story. They projected him as speaking truth to power, and many of the senators yesterday echoed that line. But in fact, when you really look at what happened there, and again, the public does not really understand, Comey and Ashcroft and Goldsmith did not oppose the actual warrantless monitoring that was taking place under Bush. It looks like their dispute was the legal footing. And so when they changed the legal footing afterwards, Bush continued to illegally monitor, even though Ashcroft refused to sign. And so there were a period of days that was really kind of a crisis. And then the Department of Justice hit upon this novel way that they could go back to the authorization to use military force in October of 2001 and claim that there was an inherent power of the president to override congressional statute of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Of course, this hasn't been explained well. So people perceive Comey to be this courageous, almost a whistleblower, when in fact he went along with the illegal massive collection. Only thing is they changed the legal footing.
There's also the issue of waterboarding, where when he was working for the Bush Justice Department, Comey was well known, at least for, as I said, concurring with Justice Department memoranda that justified waterboarding at the time, now says he's against it and considers it illegal. Lots of people have had, well, what we'll call evolutions or transformations on this and other issues. Why is it troubling to you in Comey's case?
Well, it's troubling because in all probability, the next FBI director will be someone who has signed off on, actually, they call it in Latin, jus cogens. That means that the prohibition against torture is not only in the Convention Against Torture. It's not only a U.S. statute, the 1994 law that prohibits torture, but it's inviolable. It's so strong that there's no excuse or rationale. And so it's troubling because the senators lauded Comey's abiding by the law when, in fact, he violated. And I will give credit to some of the senators who read the gruesome depiction of sleep deprivation. We're shackled to the ceiling and shackled to the floor and forced to stand for up to 7.5 days. Al Franken read that description. I mean, these things are no-brainer that they're torture. And yet Comey went along with that. Now, he has some feeble excuses. cases, that the law, he claimed the law was vague, and he claimed that some of the senators kind of made an excuse for him, that the CIA was misleading the Department of Justice, that torture worked. It was a very eye-opening segment, and many of the senators, you could see their concern. They asked Comey to read the 6,000-page report that the Senate Judiciary has come up with, or it's still classified, but they have voted on the 6,000 report that torture is ineffective.
There is also the issue of whistleblowers, Colleen Rowley. This country has had a lot of recent experiences with what you can call leakers or whistleblowers, I suppose, depending on your point of view. But this Obama administration is busy prosecuting certainly leakers under the Espionage Act. Some people call them whistleblowers. There are some people like Drake at the NSA, who a lot of people call a whistleblower, who was prosecuted. Listen to Comey's response in Judiciary about how he views whistleblowers.
I think whistleblowers are also a critical element of a functioning democracy. Folks have to feel free to raise their concerns, and if they're not addressed, up their chain of command to take them to an appropriate place.
Colleen Rowley, you were a whistleblower. You helped expose some of the FBI's shortcomings pre-9/11 in a way that was eventually taken seriously. You take Comey seriously on the issue of whistleblowers?
Well, let me say, it is good that Comey is now recognizing, for instance, that waterboarding is torture and that torture is illegal. And he said over and over that it's important to learn from your mistakes. So that's good. What Comey did not explain, though, in that response back on whistleblowing, is that the intelligence community, 16, 17 agencies, do not actually have any real whistleblower protection. And so when he says it's important to listen to whistleblowers, what happens inside agencies, and I can give you numerous examples, certainly the latest NSA is one, there's no outlet to when you spot a true illegal act, if your superiors are violating the Constitution, certainly fraud, waste, and abuse, and risks to public safety, there is no avenue, there is no channel. And so they're talking about having a channel in the chain of command, but it simply does not exist.
Well, at the same time, despite all these questions around James Comey, we can probably pretty much rely on the fact that he is going to be confirmed by the Senate to be next FBI director, at least if we take the reaction yesterday, mostly positive reaction, of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Colleen Rowley, former FBI agent and division legal counsel and whistleblower at the FBI. Thank you.
Thank you.